Illinois lost 150,000 citizens to other states, many to Florida and Indiana. By Warner Todd Houston on June 12, 2023. The deeply failing state of Illinois lost nearly 150,000 citizens to other states, many to Florida and Tennessee, but even more to neighboring states including Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Despite the claims of the Land of Lincoln's government and Democrat state officials, data from the U.S. Census Bureau, UHL, and other sources reveal that Illinois has lost many thousands more citizens than it has gained over the last several years. According to the Bureau's recent state-to-state migration data, Illinois has lost citizens to 40 other states between 2020 and 2021, losing 150,000 citizens but only finding 4,000 new citizens from about nine states. Illinois lost the most citizens to Florida but lost an even greater number to local states. Illinois lost 23,414 to Florida and another 9,873 to Tennessee for a total of 33,287 citizens to the two southern states. However, the state has lost far more to surrounding states of Indiana, 19,083, Wisconsin, 16,845, and Missouri, 14,861. For a total of 50,789 citizens lost to these local, Midwestern states. The numbers show that most Illinoisans are moving just across the borders to nearby states to escape Illinois' crushing taxes, failing economy, and loss of jobs. WirePoints noted that the only two other states had worse outward migration numbers, California and New York. The numbers also show those same neighboring states are still gaining citizens, not losing them like Illinois. Of the surrounding states, only Democrat-run Michigan lost more citizens to outward migration, though at a far, far lower rate. Michigan only had a net loss of 14,796 citizens compared to the nearly 150,000 Illinois lost. WirePoints concluded, saying, "This data shows for yet another year Americans chose better managed, less expensive areas over larger, government-centric, high-cost cities and states." And it provides a glimpse of a demographic future in which states that prioritize an affordable, less intrusive government will dominate those that overtax and overregulate the lives and businesses of their residents. This is not the first time Illinois has suffered a higher loss in citizens than it has gained. As far back as 2018, the state had lost more than most other states had. Last year, it was also reported that Illinois was a top loser. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.